Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for you people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Victory is won. Christ is on the throne. His name is above all names. He reigns forevermore. Victory is won.
What an amazing grace.
Save the rest of me. care for me. I know you will never leave me on my own. You are always there for me. I know you will never leave. Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death,
all heaven declares. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of this His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Abba, Father, we bless your name. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We exalt your name. We adore you. We worship you. We say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. We thank you, O God. Lord, we adore you. We worship you. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Abba, Father. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Take preeminence over this service this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. Holy Spirit, have your way in our lives. Have your way in this service this morning in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we need you every second. We need you every moment. We need you every hour, Spirit of the living God. Have your way. Take preeminence in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit. We need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. Spirit of the living God, we need you. We need you. We need you. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your way. We need you every second. We need you every minute. We need you every hour. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we need you. Hallelujah. I cannot make it without you, Holy Ghost. You are my lifeline. I cannot pray without you. I cannot read without you. I cannot do nothing without you. Holy Spirit, I need you every step of the way. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, we bless your name. Almighty God, we come to thy throne of grace. And we ask you, O God, for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, Almighty God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory, and we cry for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, have mercy upon our children. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, O God. Lord, we pray for mercy and mercy for our children in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. Mercy upon our children, O God. Have mercy upon Tina. Have mercy, O God, upon Al and Ricky and Crystal. Lord, we pray for mercy, mercy of your mercies on you every morning. Have mercy upon our grandkids, O God. Have mercy upon us, Apostle Boyu, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Father God, we repent of every sin we have committed in thoughts, in words, in deeds, O God. We ask you, O God, to forgive us, O God, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. O Spirit of the living God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, even as we move back and forth, that he will convict us, O God. And we pray that we will come into repentance, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to do things that's right in the sight of God. Help us to do the will of God in the name of Jesus. Empower us, Holy Spirit. Do the will of God. Holy Spirit, teach us how to love as God told us to love, as Christ loved us, to forgive one another, as Christ forgave us. Oh, Holy Spirit, we need you every step of the way. And so, Lord, we just want to thank you this morning and praise you. Hallelujah, we cannot thank you enough. Oh, Father, release the breath of God into this atmosphere. Release the breath of God into our personal spaces. Release the breath of God into our personal homes, our homes, wherever we are. Release your breath, oh God. Release your breath on this prayer line, oh God, on the radio, oh God, the airways, disciples, the networks, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak the airways, disciples, and networks in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the blood of Jesus speak for us. We soak every cell in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Every tissue in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Every organ in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, oh God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we come against every monitoring spirit, oh God. Release the fire of the Holy Ghost. Release the blood of Jesus to destroy every monitoring device that they may be using, oh God, to monitor our lives, to monitor us, oh God. Release the fire of the Holy Ghost. Release the blood of Jesus to utterly destroy, in the name of Jesus, every monitoring gadget that has been used, oh God, that is being even used right now to monitor us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We use fire of the Holy Ghost and destroy, utterly destroy every device, seen and unseen, known and unknown device, that they may be using to monitor our lives, to monitor our prayer life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. Do not let them see anything, oh God. And if anyone, oh God, that is a monitoring spirit, oh God, blind their eyes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives over the will of the enemy, over the will of us for our lives. will live, the counsel of Almighty God will stand in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, Spirit of the living God, lead us and guide us into all truth. We surrender to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, send your holy angels to be with us, guarding us and protecting us and doing your biddings in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Abba, Father, most importantly, kingdom come in us as it is in heaven. Father, let your kingdom come in our hands and our hands for Tabernacle Ministries in the name of Jesus, as it is in heaven in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your kingdom come in us as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come in this ministry as it is in heaven. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let your kingdom come in our homes as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come in our families as it is in heaven. Oh, Father God, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come in the United States as it is in heaven. Let the kingdom of God come in Liberia as it is in heaven. Oh God, let your kingdom come in our families as it is in heaven, oh God. Let your perfect will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Father, help us, O God, in our walk with you. You said, be ye holy and holy. You said, seek peace with all men. Without holiness, no man will see the face of God. And so, Father God, we know the spirit of holiness. Let it be activated in us, oh God. You are holy. You are righteous. You are faithful. You're God. Oh, holiness is what you ask for, oh God. Father God, let us move in the spirit of peace. Let us move in the spirit of peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, Jesus, thank you for releasing, oh God, your peace. Oh, God, in our hearts, in our souls, in our minds, in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk in the truth. We shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless you. I thank you, Lord. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You didn't have to do it, but you did, and we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, Lord, take away the heart of stone and give us your heart of flesh. Oh, God, take away our hearts of stone and give us your heart of flesh. Let us have, oh, God, compassion, caring, sensitivity to one another, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. And we bless you. We superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives over the plans and purpose of our enemies under the counsel of Almighty God. We'll stand in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Today is the 28th. Good morning to each and every one of you. Today is the 28th of December. So we have a few more days to enter into the year 2024. Hallelujah. And we praise God for bringing us to this day. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So we bless the name of Jesus. Do not take anything for granted. We bless his name. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, O God. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Holy Spirit, Genesis, please turn your Bibles to me to Genesis chapter 1. I'm not going to keep you long this morning. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord has been speaking. God speaks all the time if we will listen to what he's asked to say. I'm going to read this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And the Lord, and God said, let be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which was above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the water seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the earth yielding seed, the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Let the earth bring forth grass, the earth yielding seed. Let the earth bring forth grass. I want you to pay attention. The earth yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit of his kind, whose seed in it was sown. And the earth brought forth grass and earth yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let there be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life, and fowl that may fly above the firmament of heaven. And God created great hills and every living creature that moved, which the waters brought forth abundantly after the kind, and every wing fall after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after his kind, cattle and creepy things and beasts of the earth after his kind. It was so. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, he, male and female, created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in that which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein is their life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Many a times people would say, oh, Apostle, we've heard this story over and over about the creation. But these verses are deeper than you think it is. Its effect is the death. Because anytime you look at the first chapter in anything, a first chapter will tell you everything about everything else that follows. Even when you write a paper, if you're writing a paper, your first paragraph, and within that first paragraph is everything that's going to be spoken of in that paper. If you're not a writer, in school we learned that. Well, the first paragraph, from that first paragraph, you will know what is going to be said. Amen, in the name of Jesus. And so when we look at Genesis 1, I want you to pay attention, because the Lord brought some things into my spirit, man. Hallelujah. And I just want to share it with you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I know that it will be a blessing. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Okay, we know that the earth, I'm not even going to go into the theology, the earth and the heaven. Hallelujah, he created. And then God tells us, let's look at 2. The earth was without form, void, darkness upon the face, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Okay, so let's say that the earth is dark, it doesn't have a form. It's dark, it's empty. There's no pattern. And then what happens? The Spirit of God moves upon the face of the waters. What I mean? The face of the waters. What is this? Is at the bottom, the face. Somebody look at your face. The face of what is in that face. Upon the face. Everything God writes is for a purpose of the waters. The face, okay, or we could say the head, the face. But let's look at the face. What is God speaking about? What is it? Okay, the face of the waters. That means everything is there. It's almost like a control center, the mind, the thoughts. Everything is there. Hallelujah. The eyes, the mouth, the ears, the face of the waters. Hallelujah. And so if you look at the water, you can look at the ocean. What are you looking at? What you see is the face of the ocean, because it's the top part. It's not the bottom. It's the face. Hallelujah. So the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And then God said, let there be light, and there was light. But I want you to pay attention. The Holy Spirit had to move upon the face of the water. The earth was up from darkness. But the Holy Ghost had to move upon the face of the waters. Because let the earth, the waters of the earth, dark without form. And so what would you see in that space? Before the Holy, you look at that stuff, you say, oh my God, look at this. It's dark. It's empty. It's void. But the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. You need the water spirit, which is the spirit of God. The Holy Spirit, Spirit of God. If the Spirit of God did not move, nothing would have been activated. The Spirit of God move upon the face of your life. When the Holy Spirit move upon the face of your life, Holy Spirit move upon the face, that the Holy Spirit move upon your eyes, you see spiritually. When the Spirit, Holy Spirit move upon your ears, you can hear. Hallelujah. You can sense from your nose. When the Holy Spirit move upon you, when you speak the word of God, it is not just words. It turns from a local word to a rhema word because the Spirit of God is in that word. Spirit of God move upon your law. Let the Holy Spirit move upon your head, your mind. Hallelujah. Now it's no more you, but Christ that lives inside of you, because now you're moving in the Spirit of Almighty God. Let this mind of Christ be in us. When we see these things, God is telling us something. So many times when we move around and we can't understand what is going on. That's why Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Spirit who will lead you and guide you into all truth. Jesus did not do the ministry. What happened to Jesus? Hallelujah. Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, spring of water on his head. No, he was immersed in the water. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove, and that's when he began. So you see, as Jesus were baptized, put in that water, the Spirit of God came upon him, and then he began to move and do his assignment. Until that time, he did not do his anything yet until the ministry began with the Holy Spirit. The ministry of our lives, you individually, must begin with the Holy Spirit. We must be able to be sensitive to hear what God is saying, to see spiritually, for our eyes to be open. Then we move above and we have no clue about what is going on. When you take your Bible and read, don't just read it. Take that in the beginning. God created. You take time and you read. And you take that word, and the earth was without form. So what does it mean? It was just there. It was empty, void. You look at the and darkness. You see, the darkness was what? Upon the face of the what? Deep. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. To get to the deep, you got to come to the face of the waters. Nothing happened. Then God spoke. Then he spoke. The Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus Christ, and then the Lord said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Many times we want to speak before the Holy Spirit speaks, or we want to speak in our own language instead of waiting for the Holy Spirit to lead us and teach us. Until we have the Holy Spirit, allow him to operate in our lives fully. Fully, not just sometimes, but all the time. We'll not be able to accomplish a lot of stuff and will not be fulfilled. We need the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the breath of God, the earth could not, without the Holy Spirit, what would have happened? God, so we need the Holy Spirit, which is God. And then God said, the heavens and the earth. Everything was there. Oh God, after the Holy Spirit moved, all God had to do was to speak. And everything came up because he had created everything. But the Holy Spirit had to move, take your time and read it. And God spoke, and these things, and things happened when he spoke. When God created it, and it was right there. Sometimes our lives are dormant. Sometimes we feel that we say we can't do that because we have not allowed the Holy Spirit to move in our lives. We don't even recognize his voice or know him. We need the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, we need the Holy Spirit. We need him every single step of the way. Nothing happens without the Holy Ghost. That's why when the Holy Spirit leaves this earth, man will be in trouble. You don't want to be here when the Holy Spirit leaves, when the dogs leave. No, 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 you don't want to. You want to be caught up to meet Jesus in the air. Holy Spirit, move in your situation. Holy Spirit, move. You ask the Holy Spirit to move in different areas. You surrender those areas. Holy Spirit, move over my finances in the name of Jesus. You said that you pray and you ask your Holy Spirit, move in the life of my children in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in the life of my grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in my home in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in my marriage in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in this ministry in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we need you to move. We need you to move. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us. Holy Spirit, show us. Holy Spirit, show us. Spirit of the living God.
Three attendees in this conference.
Holy Spirit, we need the Holy Ghost to move in every area of our lives. We need the Holy Spirit. That's why the spirit of understanding, the spirit of revelation. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, our lives as Christians, as kingdom citizens, we cannot accomplish things without the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters. It is very important. We need
Please leave your message for 5109772254. This conference, your host has joined.
We need the Spirit of the Living God. I know we've been having problems with the line. I will expound more on this tomorrow. But we need the Holy Ghost. And we need to know how to hear his voice. We need to know how to follow him. Because once we have the Holy Spirit leading us, thank you, Mariama. Once we have the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us, hallelujah, we will never fail if we totally surrender to the Holy Spirit. Because the Spirit will lead us, guide us, teach us. Jesus received the Holy Spirit and did the Spirit, the same Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness. And the Holy Spirit empowered him when he was led into the wilderness. And he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. The Holy Spirit empowered him. And he wasn't tempted. We need the Holy Spirit. I can't come here and prophesy without the Holy Spirit. I can't even do anything without the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who speaks. He's the voice of God. He's God. He leads us. But we do not totally surrender. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us, teach us. Holy Spirit, help us. The Lord will never leave us comfortless. Even when we're going through trials and tribulations, we need the Holy Spirit. You cannot go to the valley of the shadow of death without the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit when you read the Bible. You need the Holy Spirit when you pray. You need the Holy Spirit. When you do know how to pray, you need the Holy Spirit. When you're lost for words, you need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is very important. As a kingdom son and daughter, you must rely on the Spirit. I must rely on the Spirit of God and do what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. When the Holy Spirit moves upon the face of the water, then God says, let there be. But if you don't have the Holy Spirit, how can you speak about the Holy Spirit? Nothing happens. God said, let there be. Father, we thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, we ask you to lead us and guide us and teach us. Show us how to totally depend on you. Forgive us for not depending on you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in the barren areas of our lives and let there be light. In the name of Jesus, let your holy light shine. Move, move, move. Hover over every area of our lives and let there be light. Holy Spirit, we need you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. You need the Holy Spirit. I need the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit operates in the life of a Christian. Hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come on earth thy kingdom come in this ministry. Lord, let thy kingdom come in the life of my children. Let your kingdom come in us, in this ministry, in our families, in our homes, in our marriages, as it is in heaven. Let thy will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.